irreverent, entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
You're listening to To The Max.
To The Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. You are on LA Talk Radio with Max and Friends, and I'm going to be your host for tonight, Tamara Bowman. And do we have an exciting night in store for everyone tonight? And I want to go ahead and give out the number that you can call in with your questions. That's going to be 323-203-0815. And just to let all of our listeners know, Max and I mean, we have such a good time in bringing in our celebrities every week. This inner circle where people feel safe to share their thoughts, share their ideas, and then just to communicate with all of our listeners. I mean, we get calls from Costa Rica, Switzerland, Japan, all over the world. We are so blessed. We're so blessed to be actually number two now on LA Talk Radio on this. So we just want to welcome everybody who's anticipating tonight and tuning in, because we have, oh my gosh, we have one of the most incredible guests here with us tonight, and his name is Mr. Ken Foster. And I'm telling you guys, Ken is a visionary. He is an international speaker, and he is the founder of Premier Coaching as a master coach. He's an acclaimed expert in the science of human excellence with an in-depth knowledge in creating sustainable balance, fulfillment, and overall personal and business success. And Ken is one of my dear friends, so I would just love for him to go ahead and pull up his mic, and I would love to say welcome, Ken, to LA Talk Radio.
Well, thank you so much, Tamara. I'm really excited to be on the show tonight. We've got a lot of interesting information, hopefully some wisdom that will really help people change their lives, change the way they think tonight.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Ken has come out with a book, just a revised book recently. It's called Ask and You Will Succeed. And one of the ways that you can get a hold of Ken and be a part of his network, he's also a part of sharedvisionnetwork.com. So I'm going to be giving his information for you throughout the different breaks in the next hour that we have. So if you didn't get it right now, just know that we're going to repeat that. So Ken, wow, I feel that there's going to be an enormous amount of healing for people just being able to hear from your expertise and, you know, what you've come to study. And one of the first questions I'd like to open this up with is, what stops people from creating the life of their dreams?
Well, what stops most people is the way that they have been thinking for most of their life. The psychologists tell us that we have about 60,000 thoughts a day. We have the same 60,000 thoughts tomorrow and the next day and the next day. And the reason that for that is most people spend their time dwelling on what doesn't work for them. Are they asking questions that disempower themselves? Or they just ask the same question over and over again without really giving it any forethought or any real introspection. So I wrote a book, Ask and You'll Succeed, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
And what it's all about is the questions that help take people into themselves, into the inner wisdom, into their intuition, and help them get answers that they are looking for the greatest challenges, the greatest problems. So that's what it's all about, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight.
That is so cool, Ken, because it's so true that we just go on automatic pilot. You know, when we don't have specific questions to interrupt those thoughts or to create a different reality for ourselves, I mean, we're just recreating the same reality every day. And I love that you say that. And, you know, one of the other questions that is begging right now is, how do you master the mind?
Well, the mind is an interesting machine, I would describe it as. And the way to master the mind is, the primary way is through asking the right questions and then being able to discern the right answers. So By the way, Tamara, I'm getting a lot of background on this call, so.
Yeah, I'm hearing I'm someone sure in the background.
Yeah, I'm hearing somebody in the background too.
Okay, yeah. It's not coming here from my end, but you know what? I think we'll just keep plugging along here. It sounds okay. There, I think it's on your end, Ken. That's what's going on. I think I'm hearing Judy in the background, and it's fine now. Okay. So good. Okay. So we're just going to keep going because what's some of the questions that are more empowering? What's something that
well,
we
let's,
can.
Let's talk about questions a little bit. You know, there's four types of questions that people ask, Tamara. They ask positive questions, they ask negative questions, they ask questions that are neutral, and then they ask questions that we might call enlightened or questions that take them into the superconscious mind. So the questions that are negative questions, you know, what's wrong with me, what's wrong with this, and by the way, you'll always get the answer to the question you ask. So if you ask what's wrong with me, you'll get the answer. If you ask a neutral question, how's the weather, you'll get that answer. If you ask a question that's a positive question, what's good about this, what am I grateful for, you'll get that answer. And if you know how to use the mind, which we're going to talk about tonight, to get the deep questions answered, you go in past the conscious mind, past the subconscious mind, into the superconscious mind, and that's where the answers to your greatest challenges and your greatest dreams are held. And so how do we get to that stage? That's really what most people want to know, and we'll be talking about that as we move along here.
Wow, Ken, that's really powerful because what is one of the ways that our listening audience can tap into the subconscious, you know, to really be able to go to the root of what's going on, like those buried beliefs, shadow beliefs, really?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of movies out, one of which has been made popular, The Secret, and The Secret is
And you know what, Ken? You know what? If I can just interrupt for a moment because I'm hearing that your radio is on in the background. If you
I
can
have no radios on, Tamara.
Okay, or I'm hearing, like, somebody, Judy's talking in the background or something.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, maybe there's a phone that's off the hook.
Yeah. Well, let me go look. So, I'm in
just so we have
room.
a clear connection. Yeah.
Hold on.
Back. Okay. So here we are on LA Talk Radio with Ken Foster. He's written the book called Ask and You Will Succeed. He's a part of sharedvisionnetwork.com. He's actually interviewed like about 120 millionaires. So one of the things he's done is be able to tap into the psyche and the minds of, you know, some of our leading leaders today. And he's been able to put it together in a book form in Ask and You Will Succeed and be able to share that with the masses. So he's going to be returning here with us. And I know he's got...
I'm back here, Tamara.
Okay, good. Good. Oh, see, that's already way better. That's good, Ken. That's good. I was just talking a little bit about, you know, how it came about and all the interviews that you've done. You know, one of the things that you have that I know that you wanted to share with us was an experience with Dennis Weaver and with Bill Clinton.
Well, Dennis Weaver is a friend of mine who is no longer here. He passed away a couple of years ago, but he was the Guild. He had about 80 movies to his credit, and a lot of people knew him from McCloud, from Gunsmoke, some of his famous came to me, and he asked me, he said, Ken, I would like to take my business to the next level. I would like to, he had a business called Ecolonomics where he was helping clean energy in the nation. This is a few years back before it was so in like it is today. And he came to me and, you know, he said, what can we do? And I said, Dennis, the first thing we need to do is ask some new questions. And I said, one of the questions I want to ask you is, when's the last time you went out and asked your friends to help you to really take your business to a new level? And he said, I really haven't done that. I said, well, let's do this. Let's put together a call. And we put together a conference call, and we invited 35 of his friends. And I said, Dennis, we're going to all, I'm going to help monitor this call, and we're going to ask some questions of these friends and ask them to really support you in taking your business to the next level. So the first call came, and everybody kind of got to know each other. Not much happened. The second call that we had with Dennis, one of the fellows showed up, and he said, hey, I'm going to see Bill Clinton the next day. And Dennis said, well, I don't know Bill Clinton. I said, well, you know, hold on here. Let's talk to him and ask him what his connection is. And he happened to be a personal friend. He knew Bill very well. And another fellow said, well, Dennis, why don't we write a letter to Bill? And, you know, he's resistant to this, but we did it anyway. And so what happened is that letter got in the hands of Bill Clinton. And Bill called Dennis about a week later and said, hey, Dennis, you are my childhood hero. I love you. I love what you've done. You're acting. What can I do for you? And Dennis said, well, I'm trying to get my company to the next level. So he invited him to the Energy Conference in Washington, D.C., and he met Hillary and some of the energy czars around the world and took his company to a completely new level. Now, he was asking different questions. He said one of the questions that he hadn't asked is, who are my people in my support group that I could ask, or the people in my friends that I could ask to really help me? Sometimes it's that simple, Tamara. It's like if you have a challenge right now, you have a business you're growing, you're in a place in your life where you really want to take it to the next level, you know, why don't you start with the people that care about you the most, that really love you the most? But most people won't do that because they don't want to be vulnerable. They don't necessarily want to reveal that they actually need help. But as you and I know, help is, you know, just asking for help can be one of the most empowering things a person can do. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Ken, that's awesome. That is awesome. You know, just immediately looking at the people that are surrounding you. You know what? We've got a caller that just called in, and this happens to be my co-host, Mr. Max, who's calling from Italy. Max, are you on the line there with us?
Good morning. How are you all? Good evening, actually. It's morning for me.
Wow, Max, what's going on in Italy?
What's going on? It's almost 6 o'clock in the morning, and I wanted to say hi and thank you so much for having such a great guest on. I think, you know, people really need to be inspired, and I believe totally that if you ask, not only shall you receive, but you should also succeed. So I think we're all at a point in our lives where we really need to have great success for all of us, and I think tonight we're going to pave the path. So go you, Tamara, for bringing it to the Max and Max and friends.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Max, it's so good to hear your voice. And
you
I tell
you,
hopefully you'll be able to meet up with Ken here one day. He's just one of the greatest pioneers in the industry. People grow their business and to really be successful. And bless his heart, we're so blessed to have him on the show with us. So, God, love you. Have you got a chance to, having that Italian ice cream over there yet?
Gelato. You know what? I have been so busy working here, but nonetheless, I'm going to let you hold down the show because I've got to go to bed. But before I got to go to bed, I've got to give a big shout out to Taylor Swift. It's been all over Facebook how Kanye West got up on stage and totally dissed her for winning the VMA. But nonetheless, Taylor Swift, do your thing. I always believe in conspiracies. I think it's a big publicity stunt. But nonetheless, I have to say that. And happy birthday to my dear friend Aldra and to Nile Rodgers. You know, we are family. He's a good buddy of mine. But anyway, you guys continue with the show. Have great success tonight and let our listeners know that success can be found right here on LA Talk Radio with Ken, Tamara, and Max and friends. Have a
Woo-hoo!
Great night.
Thanks, Max. Thanks for calling
okay.
in.
Bye.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night. Ken, that is my co-host, Mr. Max Tucci. He is such a love. I tell you, we've been having a really great time on the radio. So Ken, back to what's going on and really looking at the successful story you just shared with Dennis Weaver being able to, you know, get in touch with Bill Clinton and, really be able to expand his horizons by just asking those people that are close to us, you know, for help. I mean, that's one of the things that we don't do is we get caught in our cave of, oh my gosh, and it's that a downward spiral from there. That if we just take that action step of stepping outside of ourselves and saying, you know, hey, listen, I need some help. Can you help me out here? I'm looking to make this connection or that connection. I'm looking to get back on my feet again, which reminds me, you know, of, you know, the state of the economy and, you know, what people are going through right now. I mean, what is the best way for the average person to be able to deal with what's happening in our economy right now, Ken?
Well, the best way for people to deal with the economy and what's going on is not to pay attention to it as much as they do. And here's what I mean by that. Listen, our success is determined. It's an inside job. It's not something outside of you that's going to determine whether you're successful or not successful. What's going to determine that is the way that you use your mind and the way that you, and the questions you ask and what the actions that you take. So for most people out there, you know, again, they're asking questions that are disempowering them. Like, gee, why did this happen to me? Why am I out of work? Why is the economy the way it is? Those are questions that you really, if you get the answers to them, they're not going to empower you. They're probably going to disempower you. You want to ask questions that what has to happen for me to take my life to the next level? What is this about? What am I learning? What am I growing into? What am I stepping into? What's my next dream, my vision, my goal? When we start to ask those kind of questions, we start to get different answers. You know, Albert Einstein was just a genius. We all considered Albert Einstein a genius, but Albert Einstein had one thing that made him a genius, and we all have this within us. He understood how to introspect and how to meditate. In fact, every day he would meditate 1 hour in the dark, which I would probably call contemplate, and he would ask himself questions. Now, one of the questions he asked himself was, what would it be like to ride a light beam of light? And he asked that question for about 10 years, and he got the answer, didn't he? He came up with what's known as the special theory of relativity, E equals MC squared. Now, he did that by staying in the question long enough. A couple of my other friends, Mark Victor Hansen and Jack Canfield, now these two guys set out, and they started to ask a question, one question. What would be a mega best-selling book title? They asked that about 300 times, and Jack came to Mark and said, I have the answer. He says, the answer is Chicken Soup for the Soul. Now, we've all heard that book title, and it's sold, 175 million copies. Why did that happen? Because they asked the right question, and they stayed in the answer until they got it. Creator of our time, I want to say, is Steven Jobs of Apple Computer. Now, would you like to know what Steven Jobs asked himself every single day? He still asks himself this, right? The founder of Apple Computer, he asks himself one question. And this is something I encourage you to write down because it's something I believe we all need to ask ourselves. He asks this question every day. If today were the last day of my life, would I want to do what I'm about to do today? So let me repeat that. If today were the last day of my life, would I want to do what I'm about to do today? Now, imagine how empowering that is. If you actually looked at your life and you actually made choices to do what you really and truly were passionate about, that you really wanted to do on a daily basis. That's what I coach people into doing. That's how to live an empowered life. And, you know, a lot of times we need to reach out. Like I said earlier, Dennis Weaver reached out to his friends and asked for help. I encourage your listeners to step up and ask for help from a coach or a mentor or someone that can take their life to the next level by showing them how to use the power of the mind to get there.
Wow. Wow. Ken, that is awesome to really just be able to look in the mirror and go, you know, live like you were dying. I mean, that's that song by Tim McGraw, and it touches my heart, you know, every time I hear it, because I think, wow, am I doing everything I can do that, you know, when it comes to the end of my life, I mean, what do I want people to say at my funeral? Yeah. Is it that, you know, I went full out?
Yeah, what's the legacy you want to live? You know, what we played full out, but, you know, what is the goal? I think a lot of people need to know, like one of the questions I ask people to help them get to their own values, what do they value in life? And I just ask them this. I say, listen, what about life is most important to you? And if you'll ask that question, you'll understand your values. You'd say, well, maybe family, my family is important. And, you know, achieving is important. Contribution might be important. You know, if you're in my younger years, I would have said my cars are important to me. My, you know, the big house is important to me. But, you know, as we mature, we have different values. But these values are, if we're living our values, then our life is getting better and better. And if we're not living them, our life is usually getting painful, right? And pain is a great indicator that we need to change. That's all pain is there for. It's teaching us to move in a new direction, whether it's physical pain, mental pain, emotional pain, spiritual pain, whatever the pain is, it's teaching us to move and ask a new question. You know, pain is an indicator. I just want to say this for a minute. It's that so many people right now are going through what we would call economic pain. You know, they don't have the money to make the mortgage. Maybe they lost their job. Maybe they're in a place where their life just isn't working the way it used to work. You know, that's just an indicator that it's time to reinvent yourself. It's time for you to step into your own spiritual power that lies within you and bring forth more of what's in there. It's not a time to cower and go, oh, you know, and start watching the news and paying attention to that, you know. CNN is, you know, my acronym for that is continuous negative news. We don't need to watch that stuff all 24/7. You know, it's time to tune within our own self, our own vibe, our own intuition, wisdom, and get our own answers. And when we do that, our life gets better and better and better. And I've seen it. I've coached people for 16 years. Every single time, without a doubt, no fail, it's an inside job. If you change on the inside, your outside will change for better or not, right? But it will change.
Wow. Ken, that's huge. That's huge. You know, because so many people are scared. And, you know, when they're worried about where their next payment for their mortgage is coming from, I mean, what do you tell them in those dire moments, you know, when it's, you know, they don't really have a time, or so they don't think they have that time to contemplate? What do you tell them when they're losing everything?
Well, the first thing I tell them is don't take life too seriously.
Okay.
Life is here for us to learn, to grow, and to experience all that we are. And sometimes things come along, you know, when I personally have lost everything twice in my life.
Wow.
I've gotten to a place where, you know, I've been through the depressions, I've been through the anxieties, and I've also been at the elation at the very top of my career running a $100 million organization. I've been on all sides of that, and it's part of one of the gifts that I've been given. See, what I believe is, and know in my own life, not it's not a belief, it's a knowing, that when we're dealt a hand, when the job goes away, it is a call for us to step into a much bigger role in our life. If you're in a place right now where your job has just gone away, and listen, I put out a request for a personal assistant. I got 80 responses for this job I know there's a lot of people looking for work, but listen, there's a calling within you to be able to step into, and I don't, you know, every person is different. We all have a different calling, but if you are, you know, let's say, and here's what I'd ask you. I would ask you to list out your strengths, your abilities, your skill sets, maybe your gifts that you've been given. List all those out. Get them out of your head. Get them on the paper. And then ask yourself, like, what is it that you'd really love to do if you had no fear of economic fear? What would you be doing? And then what I'd ask you to do is take a risk. Step out of your comfort zone and take a risk and actually start to create that, whatever that thing is that you really want to do in your life. Now, I'm not telling you to quit your day job to do it, but if you don't have a day job and you're really at a place where you need to, like, step into a little more powerful part of yourself and do what you haven't done before. Get out of your comfort zone again. This is the time to do it. Step into a new way of being for yourself.
You know, Ken, I'm so glad you say that, because it really seems like there's an awakening happening all globally. I mean, there's so many shifts that are happening that are forcing us to go within, to take a look at, my God, I've been in this dead-end job forever. I didn't want it anyway. And now that I've lost it, now what? It's really this kind of loss of your identity. So I love what you say is when you ask yourself that question, what do I really, really, really want to do? You know, what do I love to do? And, you know, if this was the last day of my life, I mean, where are those connections and where are those people that I'm wanting to be close to? What is my mission on this planet? What is my heart virtue telling me that, you know what, I would die for this? You know, I live for what you would die for. And whatever that is, like you said, you know, look at your strengths, look at your abilities, look at your skill sets. And I love when you say, you know, take a risk. You know, just
Tamara, you know, here's what I get to. It's a lot of people are listening to this and they may be going, this is unreasonable. Mm-hmm. And listen, it is unreasonable. I want you to get out of your mindset, because listen, for most people, the greatest thinking has got them right where they are. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of really smart people that work with me. Mm-hmm. They come to me because they know that I have a way to be able to help very intelligent people get outside of themselves so that they can see the solutions to their own problems.
Wow.
And what I see consistently, time in and time out, right, is that their own mm-hmm. thinking just gets them totally stuck in a way that they think that reality is this way. Mm-hmm. And when we're seeing reality from let's say you put on a pair of sunglasses, right, and mm-hmm. now you're looking at life through a pair of sunglasses, you don't really see all the brightness that's out there. You've got to take those glasses off. And what I find is that those sunglasses represent our limiting beliefs that we have in life. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have beliefs, and they, you know, here's how we know if we have a limiting belief, by the way. Mm-hmm. If you look at your life and you evaluate it, you look at your home, where you live. Do you love where you live? If not, then there may be something that inside of you that's limiting yourself from really having what you want to have in life. You look at your relationships. Are your relationships a 1 or are they a 10? Is your career a 1, 2, 3, 4 or is it a 10? Is your spiritual life a 4 or 5 or is it a 10? You evaluate your life and you know if your life isn't running on 10s all through your life in your health, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, in all areas of life, then you know that there's some limiting beliefs in there that's limiting your thinking. And what has to happen for you to move past those beliefs is a couple things. I found that the greatest mover of limiting beliefs is getting to know yourself. And how do you get to know yourself? You get to know yourself when you quiet your thinking, you quiet your mind through meditation or through deep contemplation or introspection. Introspection is nothing more than asking powerful questions and going within, contemplating on the answer until you get the answer. Now, Einstein, when he was in his dark room and meditating, right, contemplating, as he would be in that room for about an hour, and then he would write for another 2 or 3 hours. He let this spirit within him start to flow through. So if you haven't ever experienced that, you know, you're only going around this life one time. Why not tomorrow? Take some time and learn how to go within yourself, meditate, go into a dark room, allow yourself to write 2 or 3 pages and see what starts to flow through you that maybe has never flown through you before. It's there. It's in all of us. It's not just in Einstein or in the Mark Victor Hansons or Ken Fosters of the world. It's in everybody. But it does take discipline, focused effort, and daily action. To actually start to manifest in our life.
You know, Ken, I just love what you're saying right now. And I really respect your credentials and even speaking of this, because you come from a place of knowing having lost everything. And, you know, just understanding limiting beliefs to be able to come through on the other side is like really being able to look back at us and say, come on, you know, I'm over in the light now. Come on over to the land of milk and honey. I can see you've been in the desert for so long, as I have been too. So I really appreciate what you're saying about that, because how many of us really stop to contemplate, really get quiet enough, really come from a place of just silence in that dark room and to allow to whatever's inside to come up and emerge? And Ken, do you think that partly that's due to that we're just so afraid of what we're going to find if we actually do go into the depths of our being, that we're afraid that, oh my gosh, there's just going to be more crap inside of there?
And, you know, there is more crap inside of there for most people.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Listen, but here's the deal. Mm-hmm. Our greatest enemy in this world is fear.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, and fear, the acronym that most people are using these days, is false evidence appearing real. Well, fear is an energy. It's a, mm-hmm. it's a way of, that you have used your thinking, used your mind, and listen, a lot of you, you know, we're victims of fear, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's been passed down from generation to generation or taught maybe in the school system you went or through a religious teaching that you picked up along the way, but you don't have to live with fear. Fear,
yeah.
again, is meant to be a warning that something's going on that we need to mm-hmm. pay attention to. By the way, we're only born with two fears, the fear of falling, and to fear loud noises. The rest of them are made up along the way. So if
yeah.
you are living in a place of fear, it's time to move past it. Now, let me give you one of my stories that I mm-hmm. moved past the fear. I had a deathly fear of heights. And I didn't realize that, but I remember as a child, sitting on top of a couple of dams that were really high up, and I looked down, I had this intense fear that looking over the side that it would draw me in. I'd almost want to jump. It was that intense. It was a weird fear. So I was driving in Arizona a few years ago, and I was by myself. It was a warm day, and I noticed that there was a very high point in the desert. Now, the desert's pretty flat in Arizona, so I thought, you know, I'd like mm-hmm. to go up to that point and look around. Well, I got up to that point, and it was I started moving towards the edge, and all of a sudden I just stopped. And I knew I wasn't going to get any closer than about 15 feet from that to that edge because that's mm-hmm. that why I was afraid I'd fall off. And I was alone. Who would find me? All my fear thinking started coming up. But then I caught myself. I became conscious of it. I said, you know, I'm not going to live with this the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I got on my hands and knees, and I crawled to the end, to the edge of the cliff. And it was about a 300-foot straight drop down. And I slowly got over there, and I put my feet over the side, and I started hanging there, and I was sweating like crazy. I just knew, but I started to say a prayer. I said, God, remove this from me. Remove this fear from me. In fact, I said, I'm not leaving here until this fear of heights leaves me. And
wow.
within about 20 minutes, it left. I was able to
wow.
stand up, turn my back to that cliff, and walk away. Now, I have no fear of heights today. I can go anywhere and do anything. And
wow.
That's what I mean, though, about walking through our fears. If you mm-hmm. have a fear, I talked to a woman today who had a fear of being in the ocean. I said, why was that? She said, you know, in my family, we lost one of my family members at sea. And she said, my mom said never to go in the ocean. She said, but I love the ocean. I want to go in the ocean. I said, well, mm-hmm. okay, what do you want to do? And I had just taken her daughter to go swim with the leopard sharks in San Diego. And
mm-hmm.
she said, I wanted to do that so bad. I said, okay, great, let's schedule a time to do this. We're doing it next weekend. In fact, anybody's listening here in San Diego, you want to go swim with the leopard sharks? You got a fear? Got a fear of sharks?
Mm-hmm.
Come out, and I'll help you. We'll swim with the sharks and move past that. There's no reason to keep fears. Now, those are some fears that can be overcome. Can any fear be overcome? Yes, of course. Economic mm-hmm. fears of not having, the right relationship, fears of whatever the fears are. We can move
yes.
through them if we start the quest, and we start the quest by making an intention. I'm going to overcome this. That's the first step.
Wow. Ken, that's beautiful. I love that. You know, just allowing yourself to have those feelings flood you, and then to call out and say, you know what, I'm not leaving until this leaves me. And it reminds me of a great meditator who went into the caves. And one of the things he says happens with meditation, when you go into those places and you experience the light that is within you, it's as if you've been in a cave forever and you've seen this coiled up, and it appears like it's a snake, and you've been just terrified. You know, most of your life, you're looking over there and you're just shaking in your boots and it's dark. And in a meditation, when it's as if you flip on a switch and the light comes on momentarily, and you see that what's coiled up in the corner is a rope, or it's like a hose. It's not a snake at all. So even that when the lights go back off and you're dealing with life as is and you're not in those heightened states, you never go back to being afraid, because what you've seen is the illusion. You've seen that it's not real. The fear is not real. And so even if you're still in the dark at times, there is a sense of peace that I'm not going to be bitten, I'm not going to be poisoned, or I'm not going to be overcome by something that is not even real. You know, and I love that, because, you know, that's one of the things that I've been able to find in meditation too, is just that sense of all is really well with my soul. And it reminds me of a poem by William Blake. And William Blake says this. He says, "When you can see earth in a grain of sand and heaven in a wildflower, know that you have been made to believe a lie when you see with the eye and not through the eye, that was born in a night to perish in a night while your soul slept in beams of light." And what that poem speaks to me is that, you know, anything can be done to this body. I mean, this body being a garage that I park my soul in, but there's a part of me that is unscathed. Me that is untouched.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And that's the part in that. That's the part we learn the most blind. And those people's door is wide open. They let in any thought, anything come through. It just comes through. And pretty soon they believe that they are those thoughts. The truth is, when you can quiet your mind in meditation and know, from thoughts that are streaming by us at any point in time. And that's the part that I write about in my book, Ask and You Will Succeed. It's teaching people how to disconnect so much with the mind, so much with the body, and be able to, you know, with the soul. With the part that is immutable and is never going to be, there's nothing anything can do to burn it, or it's the essence of you. And the essence of you can be found by contemplation, meditation, and learning how to go within, to go within. You know, I have millions, and I have, without revealing anybody's names, people that are really unhappy in this world. They have what most people don't know themselves yet, and they run on a lot of fear and a lot of worry, a lot of concern. You get rid of that if that's you. Well, one of the things has to write it out. I said, "Write. What are your fears? Write them out. What are you fearful of? Get them out of your head. Get them on the paper, and then, you know, believe it or not, it's just a choice, isn't it, Tamara? It's a choice to hold them in us. It's a choice to let go. Now, some people say, "Well, I need 10 years of counseling to get to that point," and you may, but other people have the ability to actually say, "You know, I'm going to take back control of my life. I'm going to use the power of my mind. I'm going to use the power of free choice to let go of this way of being or thinking." When I first started working with people, Tamara, I had a card I made up. And on the back of this card, it said, "If you don't change your beliefs, choices, and actions, your life will be like this forever. Isn't that good news?"
Yes.
Well, for most people, it wasn't. But we do have the power of the choice. We can choose, and we can make better choices in our life, and we can do that when we ask better questions.
Wait, Ken, what is the question you ask? You know, Albert Einstein asked what it was like to ride a light of, you know, the beams of light. What do you ask?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you the questions I ask in the morning. I like to ask simple questions. I'm not into quantum physics as Albert Einstein was. I ask, "What will I accomplish today that'll lead me closer to success?" Or I'll ask, "What incredible memories do I want to create today?" Sometimes I'll ask myself what thoughts have led to the outcomes that I'm now experiencing in my life, good or for not. I ask, well, at the end of the day, what worked, what didn't work, and where can I improve? I ask myself in the morning again, I'll ask myself maybe something like, what three things can I focus on today to move me in the direction of my goals and my dreams? So I'm very practical with this. I like to stay practical. Now, I'm not always practical. Judy and I, my wife and I, own a company called Shared Vision Network. And a few years ago, Judy came to me and she said, Ken, you know, I'd like to grow our business. How do you think we'll do that? And I said, well, the first thing we need to do is set up a goal around that. And I said, we have to set up a goal that's much bigger than ourselves. We've got to dream big and turn those dreams into some actions. And she said, okay. So I said, let's set up a dream goal of 100 chapters in 100 cities around the United States. And so we did that, and we got in touch with why that would be really important for us, and we decided what we would give or give up to do it, and we wrote down some action steps. And one of the action steps was to meet a guy by the name of Robert Allen. Now, Robert Allen, I didn't know him, but Judy had seen him speak. He's a fairly well-known speaker at the time. I think he had two or three best-selling New York Times best-selling books. And so she said, we need to bring in some additional speakers that would really have some clout with our members. I said, that's a great idea. It was about a week later, I was out jogging and running up to a mountain in Del Mar, California, where we lived at the time. And I had a little place where I would go, and I would meditate myself. And this morning, I ran up there, and there was a fellow in my space. And I said, hey, what are you doing up here in my space? And he says, what are you doing in my space? We kind of laughed with each other. And we got to know each other. We had started talking, and he said, I said, what's your name? He says, oh, my name is Bob Allen. I said, oh, hi, Bob. I'm Ken Foster. Didn't put anything together. And then we started walking down the hill together and talking. And I said, what do you do? He says, well, I'm an author and a speaker. And at that moment, the light bulb went on. I went, wow. Here this guy is showing up in my life. We just set the intention a week ago for me to meet him. He's in my backyard. Now we met him. Now here's the cool thing about the story is that not only did we meet him and come to speak with him, as we got to know him better, he had a goal to create 100 chapters around the United States also. So my wife and I ended up connecting, working with him and his partner at the time, Mark Victor Hansen, and we traveled the country with them, speaking on their platform, talking, telling everybody about the Shared Vision Network and growing our chapters and growing our dreams. Today, we've got members in 78 countries around the world. So our dream has expanded, but that's where it started. And it all started by asking a new question, setting a new intention, moving past our fears, allowing the universe to work through us in a way that we just needed to get out of the way. Didn't mean we didn't need to do the work, but we did get out of the way of our own thinking to let it expand to where it is today.
Wow. And you know what? In that, Ken, you just gave yourself a whole new, you know, that you're looking through, and it's not clouded by the limitations of the poor questions, you know. And look at that, right there, manifested right before you is the very person you were looking for and that you could collaborate with and partner up with. And look at how much richer your life has been in being able to do this. And one of the things I'd really like to acknowledge you for and appreciate your work in the world, Ken, is that you didn't keep this to yourself. You didn't.
Well, thank you. I didn't keep it to myself, and I don't want to keep it to myself. In this book, there's a section in that book called Quantum Thinking, and those are some of the questions that you asked me what I asked myself. Those are some of the questions in there that I've asked myself over the years. You know, for instance, what limitations did I believe about myself that I was willing to doubt? And when I started asking questions like that, it took me to a completely new level. One of the questions I asked too was, what will bring you freedom from every limitation that you've created for yourself? Now imagine if you just ask yourself and stay in that question until you get the answer. If you do that, your life will change profoundly, because questions help focus our attention. And as long as we're in it, as long as we stay in it, we will always get the answer. Why is that? Because the answer is in the question that you ask. It's simple, but it's profound. The answer is in the question that you ask. If you ask, what's wrong with me, you will always get the answer. If you ask, what has to happen for me to let go of every limitation I've ever had in my life that would stop me from success, you will also get the answer to that. It may take a little longer because you're going to have to tap into the subconscious and what we call the superconscious. And let me explain that real quick. I know we just have a few minutes to go here, but the mind is like I like to compare it to an iceberg. You know, you see the tip of the mind, the tip of the iceberg, which is the conscious mind. That's the part where what you're thinking, what you're listening, hearing, sensing right now. It's your conscious mind. It's just a tall, tiny tip of the mind. Underneath the surface, though, is the subconscious mind. That's everything you've experienced in this lifetime, and in my belief system, many lifetimes. It's in the subconscious mind. And then there's the superconscious mind, and that's the ocean. And that's what we might call the universal mind, the divine mind. Albert Einstein, again, also always said, he said, all I want to know are the thoughts of God. The rest are details. He knew how to tap into the superconscious. And he knew that that's where the creative plane of life is. Now, you and I, Tamara, know a lot of people that are on the creative plane of life, and they're tapping into that superconscious mind every single day. I don't know about you, but I have probably twice a week, I have these incredible ideas that come forth that if I had all the time in the world, I'd manifest them. But they're multi-million dollar ideas or ideas how to really make a difference in the world and the planet. They're constantly coming through because I'm playing at that level. I'm constantly in meditation, contemplation, and introspection. And what happens, we start to play at a whole new level. So we asked earlier, Tamara asked me, what can I do if I'm out of a job or out of a work? Well, if I'm you, I want to learn immediately how to tap into the superconscious mind. And the keys to those to do that are in my book, Ask and You Will Succeed.
I love that. I love that. And Ken, can you tell us about your Greatest Year Ever program?
Sure. I'd be more than happy to. And let me just mention this, too. Ask Succeed can be purchased at AskSucceed.com or Barnes & Noble and the local bookstores across the nation. The Greatest Year Ever program is a program that came out of working with thousands of individuals who wanted to have a better life. And what I noticed is that there were certain steps that people needed to go through before they could really get clear and be able to really tap into that superconscious mind we're talking about. So what I noticed is that there was a part where we really need to evaluate where we are. What's current reality? There's a place of letting go where people really have to understand the principles of being able to let go and really understand the power of the choice they really have to not live in the past, not live in the future, live right in the moment, making clear, concise choices. And then there's a part where we want to teach people how to tap into that inner wisdom, that inner knowing. Because guess what? Intuition is 100% right. Wouldn't you like to make choices from your intuition instead of from your conscious thinking, your greatest thinking? Some of you I know are going, yes, that would be very good. So I created a program that helps people do that. And if they'd like to find out more about that, Tamara, thank you so much for asking me about that. They can go to greatestyearever.com, www.greatestyearever.com. It talks a little bit about that program. And if you don't mind, I'd like to mention one other program there that really would empower some of the people listening to our call. If you're a person that would really be empowered by another mentor or a coach really helping you to take your business or your life to a new level. If you are a person that you don't have the questions asked, you really don't know how to take your business or your life to the next level, there's a lot of us that need a coach, an individual coach. And there's a program that I've just launched. It can be found at premiersuccesscoaching.com. premiersuccesscoaching.com. If you go to that website, they'll tell you all about my coaching program. Well, you will work with an individual coach one-on-one who has been personally trained by me, who has the ability and skill set. These are top coaches in the industry that can really help you take your life to a completely new level. So I just want to throw that in because I know some people need some individual coaching. Others can do a study course like The Greatest Year Ever, and others can just read about it and get my book. So everybody has different needs, and we want to put it out there.
Excellent. Can we offer some of our listeners, a couple of signed copies?
Sure, I'd love
to. Okay.
Awesome. That would be great.
Good. Max is so cute because he is we got to wrap up the show here. Max wanted me to make sure I added a couple of quotes to our show here. It says, "Do not regret what you have done in life. Regret what you have not done." And the other thing is, he says, is to remember that God has not given us a spirit of fear, and that you are looking for is looking for you. So those are quotes from my co-host, Mr. Max. And Ken, I have to say that this has been such a delight. You are a dear friend and just a wonderful planet, just encouraging people to live their best life. And so if there's an opportunity for any of our listeners out there to sign up with Ken as a coach, check out his website and make sure you get his book, Succeed. Ken is a living example of what is possible in your own lives, and we just want to thank you. Make sure you ask that question, that what will bring you freedom from every limitation. Play on that. Answer that question, and remember that the answers are in the questions. And Ken, thank you. And can we say goodbye to all of our listeners? I know Sam is like wanting us to wrap things up here. So, Sam, go ahead and take it away, and we'll say goodnight to everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Everyone, talk radio station, latalkradio.com. And I'm your host, Tamara Bowman. Thanks.
Thanks, Tamara.
You're listening to The Max, only on LA Talk Radio.